Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Sarah. I want to get this taken care of. Let's see, how is this?
Yeah, I just sent you another link. Try the link I just sent you. That one you should be able to pay it on.
Oh, you sent it to my,
Text, I
let
think
me
it is.
look here and see if I got it. Missouri Health. That sounds about right. Missouri Health.net. Okay, let's see. Missouri Health. No. Health. MoHealth.net. Okay, 2026 Medicare plans available. Plans by state. Enter zip code 64 64 106. Oh, this is asking me for all kinds of information to see if I qualify. That's not what I'm looking for. Let's see, a
Should
non-government
be somewhere where
resource.
it's going to say make a payment or spend down something. You should be able to.
Okay, let's explore your plan options.
No,
Okay,
not
wait
plan
a minute.
options. You're already a patient.
Plan options, learn about Medicare, about us, compare plans. About us, Medicare Advantage. Okay, well, that's what I'm with. I'm with Humana Advantage. Where do I go to log in? Get started online?
Yeah, that sounds
Okay.
about right.
Let's explore your plan options.
That's what takes you to
Now it
the
wants my first and last name.
here. I'm on the thing now. I'm gonna see if I could log in. On the top, it says provider search resources, contact us, compare health plans. It says log in or register. Then you click log in.
Okay,
You put in your
wait,
email.
hold on, just a minute,
Yeah.
time out, let me,
Go back in to the home page.
Missouri Health Net, okay, boom,
Now on the
sponsored
top.
results, talk to an agent, that's not what I want, see, this is all. This is advertising to get me to hook me.
Let me send you this. I'm sending you a new link. This is called myhealthportal.com. I'm not sure why you. One minute.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
I just sent you another link. Try clicking that one.
Okay, let's see here. My Mo Health. My Mo Health Portal.
You should be able to just click the link, and it should open up on your browser.
Oh, by the way, I want to finish this before we get into the rest of the stuff, but let's see, Medicaid, CDS program, Medicaid, home care, Medicaid caregiver, blah, blah, blah. See if you may save, find plans that fit your needs. Missouri, my Missouri Health Net portal. Quick question for DSS portal. How to cancel Missouri Health Net insurance without a phone call. Report income decrease. UHC denial. Your medical records are worth more than your credit cards. What can we or our government do for the needs of? Are you on the Epic My Chart system? Innovative care. Okay, it's giving me a bunch of places to go here.
Oh, you don't see anywhere where it
portal
says
please
login.
Enable to have a script to continue using this app. I'm sorry, do I see what?
You don't see anywhere where it says login.
Let's see. Portal. Okay, Missouri Health Net. Login, yes. Email address.
Yeah,
KC. Okay. Password. Oh, Lordy.
If you forgot the password, you could reset it, and then it will probably send you a code to your email.
Don't have an account. Don't have an account. Create a new portal account. I don't know that I've got a portal account here. On Missouri Health Net, but
you should have one. Try logging in with your email and then resetting the password.
Okay, I'll put down forgot my password.
Yeah, try that.
Reset your password. Let's see, email. Provide email address, kcantman@gmail.com. Submit. Thank you. If we found your information in our records, we will send you an email to kcantman. The email should appear in the next few minutes. If it does not, check your spam folder. Resend email if the message does not appear in the box in the next few minutes. Okay, let me go to my email. Oh, this is so much fun. I tell you, I'm just having the time of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Where's my email? There it is. Missouri BSPC, Missouri Health Net password reset. You have requested a password reset for your account. Okay. Reset. If this was not you, please call us. Follow the link below to continue with your password reset. Click on reset password. Okay. Let's see. contains uppercase letters, lowercase letters, one number, and special characters. Okay. That should do it. Confirm. Reset password. Login. Okay, now we'll try logging in again. Email address. Okay. Oh, shoot, I pushed resend code. I didn't mean to do that. Login, okay. We've sent you a code. Please enter the code below. Resend, okay. I have to find out what the code is they sent me. Healthcare. Oh, the code would have been to my email address or to my phone. Email address. Let's try that. We don't have Missouri HealthNet verification code. There it is. Okay.
Were you able to get in, Anthony?
I'm at login now. I got the MSA code.
Okay, so put that into the portal.
Okay, we're waiting. Okay, there you go, Anthony Efforts. Perfect. Hello and welcome to the Missouri HealthNet portal.
Okay, now look for somewhere where it says either make a payment or pay your spend down.
Plan name, spend down. Okay, current plan, spend down. Start date, March 1st, 2026. Okay, why is it not letting me, person details, Anthony Efforts, spend, current plan, spend down, plan name, spend down, view your family member's current program enrollment status and other details. How do I get to the spend down? I'm
Do you see somewhere where it says make a payment or view your
I don't see that anywhere.
Let me see.
Let me try that. Let me just get out of the whole doggone thing here and start over. Now that I know the password.
You want to start the whole thing over? It should be somewhere right over there. You just...
Well, there's login and register. Okay, login. Okay, I'm logged in now. Payment details.
Yeah.
I see provider search, my letters, message us, payment details.
Yeah, click payment details.
Make a payment and view your recent payment history.
Yeah, click that.
Total amount due, $53. Unused credit, $13.
Yeah, that makes
past
sense.
Past due. Okay, so how do I pay this now?
No, there should be somewhere.
What?
There should be somewhere where you can click, make a payment to do that $53. Like, select them. You want to select the one you want to pay.
Automatic payment, not applicable. Post due, past due, unused credit, $13. Total amount due, $53.
Can you click on that $53?
Yeah.
Okay, so try clicking on that and see what happens.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's nothing. Okay, let's see. Buy more. My letters, messages, payment details, more features. Let me click on more features and see what it says there. My documents, file a complaint history. Well...
We're so close to getting it paid.
Yeah, we're
so
well,
close.
Make a payment and view your recent payment history.
That
okay,
like it.
So where does it, that's what it says, but it doesn't tell me where to go to make a payment. Let's see. Oh, pay invoices. Ah, okay, just a minute.
Yeah.
Time out. Yep. Let's see, pay. Partial payment, $11 on October 1st. So I owe $2 there and $25 for February.
Mm-hmm.
$25? Okay, let's see. I'm going to the... And $4 for March... 2023. That's 2 years ago. What?
That you don't have to pay.
Okay.
You only have to pay from when you're with us, not from 2023. You have to pay starting from October.
I mean, you know, if it'll get me up to date with everybody, I'll pay the whole dollar long thing. I mean, it's only $4 difference.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, go to MissouriHealthPortal.com, navigate to resources, import materials, or mail a personal check.
Yeah, there's an option to mail a check.
Allow 30 days for automatic withdrawals to start. Credit card payment, that's what I want. Okay, begin by selecting one or more invoices that you'd like to pay.
Hmm.
Once you've selected your invoices, click the Pay Here button. This will take you to the payment portal. In the payment portal, complete your payment.
I see
once
two here.
You,
the two that you have to pay is December and January. They should both be $13. That's on my end what I see. Do you see those for December
okay.
and January?
Begin by selecting one or more invoices that you'd like to pay. Okay, let's see. 2025. December and January, you said?
Yeah.
It says paid.
Oh, really?
Hmm. For both.
Look at that.
It says paid, and do zero.
Interesting. I think I know what happened. I think that the agency, our agency, ended up paying for it because they needed it to go in already, and it wasn't getting paid. And since it was a small amount, I think they did you a favor and they paid it for you, probably.
Okay, because it says it says.
Let me see.
That it's been paid.
One minute, I'm going to ask. One minute.
Now, October, it says partial payment, $11 due.
Oh, so you could pay that one.
Okay, I can pay that one. Okay. Payment amount, $25. Amount applied, $2 to invoice. Partial payment. Payment amount. I wonder why they're making me pay $25. Payment date, 3/10/25. Payment status, posted. Amount applied to invoice, $2. From bank account. Okay, so I can click on that one. That's $25. Go to Missouri Portal. Or print the appropriate automatic withdrawal authorization. Complete the form, mail it with the required verification to the address on the form. Allow 30 days for automatic. Okay. Begin by selecting one or more invoices that you'd like to pay. Once you've selected your invoices, click the Pay Here button. This will take you to the payment portal. Where's Pay Here button? Let's see. Pay Here button. I don't see a Pay Here button.
So, Anthony, I just asked my supervisor about this one. And it looks like what they did was, since they needed it to be submitted, they paid for it for you. And what they would like you to do is, if we could charge your card for those two, for those each, it's each $13 and it was 2 months.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll give you my info.
Okay, perfect.
My, what do you call it, a debit card?
Mm-hmm. So I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, let me get my billfold out here. Just a minute. around here. Just a minute. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going away.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Oh! Shoot. Well, here, if I just give you the routing number and the account number, will that work?
No, what about like a credit card or a debit card?
Okay, the credit card. Okay, just a minute. Here, let's see. Lift this up and see if it's... No, it's not there. Oh, there my billfold is. Hold on, it fell on the floor. That's the best place for it. Okay. Okay, I am ready.
Perfect.
Here's the debit card number.
I'm ready.
Just a minute, I'm pulling it out.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. It's Bank of America. Visa,
mm-hmm.
Debit, 4744,
mm-hmm.
8000, which is 8000,
mm-hmm.
And then 3035,
mm-hmm.
And then 6022.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Expiration valid through 0829.
Okay, and the code, the CVV?
Security code is 604. 604,
and the name on the card is Anthony Efforts?
And the name on the card is Anthony Efforts, and my zip code is 64106.
Perfect. So that's going to be charged $26 for those 2 months.
Okay.
And then now we should be all set because now it's on automatic pay. So it won't happen.
Okay.
Going to miss.
Okay. Now, are we done with that? Can we go on to the next subject?
Yeah, we're all done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not going to like this one.
Oh, no. What's
so get ready. Huh?
What's going on?
Well, as usual, Sonia came over. She asked to use my phone. She clocked in, and she hasn't been around since. She straightened the sheets on my bed, but I fell the other night and hit my head on the floor, and there's blood everywhere and blood all over my sheets. But she just covered it up and put the sheets, just straightened the sheets out. And then she didn't do dishes. She didn't do anything. She just clocked in and left. But she said, oh, can I take your dog for a walk? And I said, no, the dog doesn't have, you know, it's a Chihuahua. So it's a tiny dog, but...
Mm-hmm.
I said, he doesn't have his rabies shot, so he doesn't have a license. And in Kansas City, you have to have your dog on a leash. I said, I don't have a leash and he's not licensed, so you can take him outside, but do not leave the porch and do not let the dog leave the yard. Well, I came into the living room here and I looked around and she's gone. The dog's gone. Everything's gone. And that was an hour, 2 hours ago. I mean, she clocks in, she goes home. She either gets drunk or she cooks supper or something. I don't know what she does. But she's not doing her job. You know, and I talked to my caseworker about it. Caseworker is Lolita McShane. She works for the state. And she said, well, that's Medicare fraud. And she said, we could make her pay that back and restrict her from getting any kind of state aid from now on forever. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to go that route. I mean, I don't want her to suffer, but I don't want her to just think she can just walk all over me like this. And then she said, yeah, but you also realize that, you know, the company she's working for, if you've told the company and they're not doing anything, then they're responsible too. So what are you going to do?
Who was this that you spoke to?
Lolita McShane. She's with ITCD. She's out of behavioral health under the umbrella of Truman Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like it's time for Sonia to leave.
I don't wish her any bad ill or, you know, any ill luck or anything like that, but I mean, come on, she's just not doing it. You know, she comes here and she says, can I use your phone? What do you need my phone for? Well, I need to clock in. Oh, okay, so I give her my phone. She clocks in, she leaves. She comes back 4 hours later and says, can I use your phone? What do you need to use my phone for? Well, I need to clock out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she does.
I spoke with her. She called me. Remember when we had this conversation a few weeks ago and then you wanted me to get you a new aid? And then she called me and she said that you said it's okay. She could come back and we're not going to find a new aid. So is this the same thing going to happen again?
Well, then she was going home and she was passed out on her porch. You couldn't even wake her up. She was so drunk. She stopped drinking, so... I guess, I don't know. She hasn't stumbled up the stairs, so I don't think she's drunk. I don't know how to tell anyway, but she's doing the same thing about just clocking in, leaving, and now she's got my dog. I don't know where my dog is.
That's crazy. Okay, so. Let me first give her a call.
You put me in the hot seat if you want. I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm just tired of it. You know, last time I told her she was fired and she says, "Wait, you're not my boss." Ha 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 ha. So you can't fire me or anything. You know, I'm like, bullshit, I tell you, you can't come in my house, and if you don't come in my house, you don't work, and you don't get paid. So I guess that kind of gives me a little bit of say-so. Well, what she does is she thinks she's, you know, and then she, you know, last time I talked to you, she came by, and she was all crying, and I'm sorry, I won't, I'll be good from now on, and you know, all this kind of stuff, and here, lay down with me. I don't want to lay down with you. First of all, I'm gay, you know, I don't need to lay down with a woman, you know, and I mean, it's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to go give Sonia a call right now, okay?
All right.
Okay, awesome.
I don't know where she is. I guess she's at home, and my dog's gone, so...
Yeah, that's really nice. I'm going to go call her. Hopefully she'll...
All right.
Okay, bye.
Call me back when you find out whatever you find out.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.